Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. And we are in the second volume of the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah. And we are concluding Amir Tzashem today, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. And we are up to the top of the Amud Da Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Im lo hiskir birchas ha'aretz bris v'torah. If in the second bracha of benching, the bracha of no delicha al aretz v'al hamazon, the person benching doesn't say bris, and he doesn't say Torah. We discussed yesterday, it doesn't literally mean the words bris and Torah. That was the sheet of the Rush that says you don't have to say the words bris and Torah. You just have to say the nusach that we have, al bris chosh chosamtaviv serenu, and the al toras chosh limaritanu. As long as you say both of those, you're fine. So here the Mechaber is telling us, if you didn't mention those two things, afilu lo chiser elu echod mihem, even if you only forgot one of the two, the person has to go and bench again. That is not considered a valid benching. We'll see that he has to go back to the beginning of the benching because all three are considered one unit. Now, the Ramah says, Hagah, the Noshim, the Avodim, lo yomru bris v'torah. However, women and Avodim, they used to have Avodim in those days, Avodim Knanim, they weren't required and shouldn't say, al bris chosh chasamta v'sereni v'altaros chosh limaratonu. Why not? The Ramah says, the Noshim lavnei bris ninu, because women are not included in the din of bris milah. V'avodim lavnei torah ninu, they're not included in the din of learning Torah. And this is brought down the name of the Kobo. Let's understand this a little bit better. We can look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav. He says, "V'hadlo hiskir ha-mechaber." Why did the mechaber not tell us? "Im lo amar eretz chem the tova rechava the machzirin oso." He's only telling us that if you didn't say al britzcha shechasam the v'sereni al toros chosh limanatanu that you have to go back, but he didn't say that you also have to go back if you didn't say eretz chem the tova rechava. Why not? So that's Gemara says. It's down in the Gemara. Kedisa b'shasi is supposed to say that. So the reason why the Mechaber didn't mention this is because the Mishnah Berurah says, the hamilsa de pshiti, that's obvious. The ikar birchas aretz, that is exactly what it means, birchas aretz. Nobody would have had a havamin, and nobody would have thought for a second that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of benching if you didn't mention al eretz chem the tova rechava. I el bris and Torah, el afilu inyan bris v'torah, nami machzirun oso. The chiddush is over here that even in regards to both of these two, that you have to go back and repeat the benching if you didn't say them. Dirshu foot number 8 says, Ulagabi Isha, Hamotzi Anoshim Birchas Hamazon. If a woman is being motzi a man in the Birchas Hamazon, so the Bir Alocha already told us in Simon Kuf Pei Vav, Shahainu Davka Bofen, Shahain Hiskira Bris Vitoris. Then she must say in that situation, Abris Choshe Chosam of Serenio, even though it doesn't apply to her, Al Toros Choshe Latano, even though it doesn't apply to her, because she's being motzi a man. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav tells us over here that we include this in the bracha of Birchas Aretz, the second bracha of benching. Shaide Bris Nitna Aretz Liavram Biparishas Mila, because we only required Eretz Yisrael because of the bris milah that Aaron got. He made the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 13 brisim, and that included Eretz Yisrael. Shneman of Asati L'cho, Ulzaracha Acharecha, Eis Eretz Megurecha. Because of the bris milah, Avraham Avinu was zochah to for himself and for all his generations after him to have Eretz Megurecha, Eretz Yisrael. And it's also because of the Torah and the mitzvot that we perform, we were zocha to inherit the land. Shenemar, where do we know this? The pasuk says, "Laman tichyun uruvisem uvasav irishtem esaretz ugomer." Because you have done all these mitzvot and you've learned Torah, you will inherit the land. And furthermore, it says, "Vayitin lohem arutzos goyim begomer bavur yishmeru chukav v'sarasav." That's where we see the mitzvot over here will entitle us to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches writes, "Machzirin oso." You have to go back. Hainu lerosh birchas hamazon, to the beginning of birchas hamazon, if you didn't include it and you already started rachimno. The kulu shalosh brachos rishonus chashuvus chiachas, because all three of the first brachos of benching, the brachos deraisa, are considered one unit. And this is the opinion. Kekosav Bogen Avrom lekamun b'simun kuf peches. The Bogen Avrom is going to say later in this simon over here, this halacha that the three are considered like one din in Sivkot and Ches. The ayin b'mashkas sadun shom is there b'shem sharachonim. However, over there we see that not everybody agrees to this Bogen Avrom, and Dishu foot number 9 brings down for the bir halacha over there. Shadino shalamogin Avram tzorich iyun gadol lemaisa. It's very difficult to understand this halacha of the Morgan Avram. Vulan ba'ofen shasiim is kol shalosh habrachos rishonos who pasach abirchas atov emetiv. However, if you finished all three brachos and you started atov emetiv and you didn't say al brischosh chasam v'zreini al toros choshim maratanu, so there tzorich bevadei lachzul l'tchilas birchas mazon. Then certainly you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes explains the Noshim Lav Chule, that women aren't included in the din of Bris Milah. So Mishnah Berurah points out, Bemes Lav Bnei Torah Ninu Gamkein, they're also not included in the din of Limud HaTorah. Women are exempt from learning Torah, based upon Psukim. Why over here did it say that women are not obligated in Bris Mila and the Avodim are not obligated in Torah, implying that the women are obligated in Limud Torah? That's not right. Mishum Davodim Isnu Bevis, because Avodim are included in Bris, so that's why it said specifically the women aren't included in Bris, and it specifically mentioned that the Avodim aren't included in Limud Torah. When we come up nowadays, nevertheless, in our days, the women do say the entire Nusach of Benching like a man, which includes the words Al Bris Choshech Osam De Visareinu, and also the words V'al Toros Choshli Maritonu V'chule. Why? Because when the women are saying it, they're talking about in general that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant of Bris Mila, albeit of course with the men. And likewise, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted and obligated us to learn Torah, it's talking about the limud that men have. And of course, in the schus of these two mitzvos, everybody inherited Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, v'yod, today, shigam ha-noshim tzrichos lomo mitzvah shalahen, leid da-heich la-soson. Even women today have an obligation of Liman HaTorah, albeit not purely for the sake of Liman HaTorah, but to learn the mitzvahs that are annoying for them that they have to do. So there's no other way to know this other than learning. K'mo shekosu v'sivim ha-zayin, so therefore it's not inappropriate for them to say, al Torah sechah shaliman HaTorah as well. Now we go to Sif Dal. The Mechaber tells us, im lo hiskir b'boni Yerushalayim, malchus beis David, machzir noso. If a person during the branching, the end of the third bracha, doesn't mention in this bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David, V'al Malchus Beis David Mishichecha, V'al Abayis HaGadol, if he doesn't say Al Malchus Beis David Mishichecha, Machzir Noso, he also has to go and repeat the benching. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, B'nei Sha'idei David Niskat Yerushalayim, because of David HaMelech, Yerushalayim became holy. He purchased it from a Rav Nahivusi. And we're talking about Boni Yerushalayim. Unless you over here have also with Boni Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David returning, you don't really have a complete Nechama, you don't have a complete Geula. Now the Ramah adds over here and he says, Hagav, Omrim Alanisim Bechanako Bepurim, Kodim Yalako Vuchule. The Ramah tells us that we insert Alanisim on Chanaka and on Purim in the second bracha, in the bracha of Nodelcha, right before the Alako. If you didn't insert it over there and you finished the bracha, ein machzir noso, brought down the name of the Torah that you don't have to go back and repeat the benching. These halachos are discussed in more detail in the appropriate place dealing with Chanukah and Purim. There is another place, however, you can insert the Alanisim for either Chanukah or Purim, and that is to include it in the Harachamans. And what should he do? V'yoma, Harachamun hu yaseh lanu nisim k'mosha osa b'yamim mahem v'chulei. He brings down the name of the Kobo, the Ramah, that is, that therefore, if you forgot to say it in the right place and it's too late to say it because you've already finished the bracha, you started the next bracha, so then you can insert it in the nusach that we just said as part of the harachamans after the conclusion of all the four brachos of benching. If you look in the asterisk in the Shari Tshuva, who brings down the Avogav de Mukach Bibracho Shein Lispalo Shiasal Nes, even though a person is never allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a nes for him, so isn't that what you're doing over here? So he says, no, we call Makum, Kivin Shomer, Yasalanu Loshun Rabim Shapridom. He says, you're not asking for yourself, but you're asking for the Rabbim, that is permissible. And therefore, benusach she'achar nesias kapayim. Likewise, when a person says this type of a nusach after the duchening, he shouldn't say yaseh li nisim rak v'yaseh lanu. On behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, that's permitted. V'gam yesh l'chalik. Another difference is the b'chigon ha'hi demilchemes kashmonoim shanisim hayu derech teva ha'olam. Since by the nes of the Chashmonaim, it occurred in a natural appearing way, even of course it was the Yad Hashem, but it occurred in a naturally appearing way, and therefore it's not a Tfilah Shav to ask for a miracle that occurs in a naturally occurring way. However, Abol Tzorech Lizar, a person should be very careful, Milispalo Shiasel Nes, Hayosi Midirach Teva Olam. A person is not ever allowed to go and daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make a nes for him that is going supernatural. And he says, don't bring me a raya from Ruchina ben those who did this all the time, because the Rav Guver, he was such a great person, he was lamalo min ateva, v'alderach v'sigzar omer v'yokam, because he basically is working in a situation where whatever he says, Hashem does, so you can't bring me a raya from such people that are lamalo min ateva, above the supernatural. However, for anybody else, it's inappropriate to ask for a nes. When a person davens, he should not ever ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to make a nes. That concludes Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. And now we begin Simen Kuf Pei Ches, which deals with the Nusach of the third Brach of benching and the Dinim of Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos, and if somebody makes a mistake in the benching. Now, the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Achar Shechosan Boni Yerushalayim, at the conclusion of the third bracha, when we say bonei, we say berachem of Yishlaim, amen. This is the Groz Girs over here, which the Mechaber also has, that you say just bonei Yerushalayim. So the meaning is, you say amen achar birchas atzmo. Even though we almost never say a bracha after our own bracha, answer amen after our own bracha, here you do. Why? Because the Mechaber tells us that this shows, that this demonstrates that the three brachos d'oraisa are now concluded, and the fourth bracha, Atov Emetiv, that you're about to say, is a bracha d'rabbanan. The Atov Emetiv ain't no d'oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkar Nalev tells us to look in these dinim in Simon Reish Tes Vav. And Dishafut number 1 brings down that over there, in the name of many Achronim, he brings down Shekivim Sheshalosh HaBrachos, who he's shown as Heim Midaraisa, since the first three brachos are Daraisa, and Brachas Atov Meitiv is only Midarabanan, it's appropriate to answer Amen after Bracha Bona Yushalayim to show that there's a difference between the first three brachos and the last bracha. However, he brings down that this applies even if you didn't eat Kidei Sviya. So technically, your first three brachas are only the Rabbanan. The Prima Gadol brings down, nevertheless, Mikol Makom, Lo Plug Rabbanan. The rabbis didn't make a distinction between whether the first three brachas were the Raisa, the first three brachas the Rabbanan. We still say Amen after the first three brachas, and you say Amen after Bani Yerushalayim, even if your benching was technically only Midirabbanan. Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Amen Zeh Yomrenu Belachash. This Amen, a person should say quietly. The Mechaber paskens he should not say it out loud. Why? Because if people hear that you're saying it out loud, they realize, why are you saying this? You're not supposed to say answer Amen if you're on bracha. Oh, it signifies that the brachos deraisa are done. And they're going to be mezalzel and say, the fourth bracha is obviously not so important, and therefore we don't have to say it. The Halacha Brewer, in fact, brings down, this is the minog of the Sfardim, who follow the psak of the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh li zara la'omer b'lachash. They should be very careful not to say the Amen of Bonei Barachamov Yisholoyim, Amen, or Bonei Barachamov, Amen. They should not say that Amen out loud, they should say it, but they should say it very quietly. However, the Ramah paskins differently. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'nira didavka kishimavarech levado. The Ramah says the only time you have to say it quietly, which we'll even correct in a second, that you don't have to say it quietly then, is if you're answering Amen and you're davening to yourself. You're only one benching over here. Davka kishimavarech levado. The ain onin Amen achar shabrachos. And nobody's answering Amen after Azon es hakol and alaretz v'alam azon. So then, no big deal to say this quietly also. Avo kishim ezamnim onim olav kishar amen. Sha'onim al birchas harishonos. So when we have people benching bezimun and they're all answering, when you say azon es hakol, they say amen out loud. And when you say alaretz v'alam azon, they say amen out loud. So when you say bonei Yerushalayim or bonei barach lov Yerushalayim, amen, so they're also answering amen out loud. So then there's no problem at all. And even though you're also answering Amen with them, it doesn't look at all like there's something unique of your answering Amen over here. Because everybody else is answering Amen too. So people aren't going to say, hey, wait, why are we saying Amen over here? It must be that there's three brachos here, there are the next one is not important, it's only derabanan, and they're going to be mezalzel. No, they're going to say, just like we answered Amen after the first bracha, we answered Amen after the second bracha, we answered Amen after the third bracha, and it won't look out of place. And in fact, the Ramah says, V'chein haminog b'medinos elu, la'amru b'kol ram, afilu ha'mavarech atzmo kishim ezamnim. And therefore, the person, even the one who's leading the benching, is allowed to say over here, Amen, because there's no potential zilzul over here, because all the people already answered after the first and second bracha, so it's no big deal that they answer Amen after the third bracha. And he says, V'lai hu mehai tam. And this, Tama, he says, this is the reason why it's not a concern over here, as we just explained. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis gives another reason. He says, V'yesh miyashvin, and the Chofetz Chaim and the Shaar HaTzion, Osalv says, this is the Darkei Moshe, and the Bach, and the Graz. They all are miyashvin, haminag mitamacher. They allow you to say Amen out loud for another reason. They weren't concerned that there would be a zilzal, a debasing of the fourth bracha, if you answered Amen after the first three brachos. Only that was a problem, because in those days, the workers weren't entitled to bench the entire benching, because it was taking away time from their boss. And therefore, they only were allowed to bench the first three brachos that were the araisa. And they stopped benching after that, because they were employed by somebody who was expecting them to continue working. Because the rabbis never obligated them to say the fourth bracha derabbanan because of the bitul malacha, because they wouldn't be working for the balabais who's paying them.
And therefore, l'chein hayatzorich lanos omen belachash. In those days, they had to say omen quietly after the first three brachos, k'dei shelo yishmu apolim, so that the workers shouldn't hear that you said omen, and they'll realize v'yakiru shebrachu revius eino min haTorah, and they'll realize that the fourth bracha is only with the rabbanon, and they have to stop working then. V'yavo lezilzulbo, and therefore they'll come to debase and denigrate the fourth bracha. Af shelo b'makom bitul melacha balabais, even when they are allowed to say it because they're not working for somebody else. But nowadays, nowadays we're not so insistent that a worker work and not say the fourth bracha. Everybody, so to say, is mavater. They allow the workers to go say the fourth bracha of benching. As we'll learn, so therefore, this reasoning isn't a concern. Ain lachos shlozeh that there'll be mezalzel with the fourth bracha of benching. And therefore, lefi tamze, according to this, ben kishim mevarach bezimun, therefore, if a person is benching with a zimun, or even ben kishim mevarach b'yichidi, even if the person is not benching with zimun, yochol lanos amen b'kol ram, he's allowed to, and therefore should say amen out loud, uchid meduma shekein haminog. The Mishnah says, this is in fact the minog amongst Ashkenazic Jews. He does caution, lo yomar bonei Yerushalayim amen b'neshima achas. You shouldn't say bonei Yerushalayim or bonei rachmei Yerushalayim amen, one right after the other. You should pause in between. Rak yamtim kitzas achar tevas Yerushalayim. After you say the word Yerushalayim, you should have some sort of a pause. And then, v'yachar kach yomar amen, kidei shelo yeh mashma shegam ha'amen misiyum ha'bracha hu. So you shouldn't mistakenly think that the amen is part of the bracha. The bracha is bonei barachamov. If you say that, Yerushalayim. And then, amen. So you should have a very short pause after you say Yerushalayim, so which clearly shows that the amen is not part of the bracha. The issue foot number two does caution us that you shouldn't pause too long. If you pause too long, like we learned in Siman Kuf Chavdala, that would be called the Ramin Yesoma. So you can't pause too long, but you should have a short pause over here. And finally, the Halacha Brewer brings down, even according to Ashkenazim, who follow this psak over here of the Mishnah Brewer, that you do say Amen out loud, whether you're davening by yourself, you're saying benching by yourself, or you're davening with the Zimun, he says, you shouldn't say it, Bekol Ram Yoser Midai. Don't say it too loud. And he brings down from the Shelos Shuvas from the Marshal, the Shekain Yesh Lafarish B'Divrei HaTur, Shekosef Shetov L'Omer Benachas. Yes, you should say it out loud, but you shouldn't scream it. And this is also the opinion of the Prisha and the opinion of the Bach. That concludes today's shir.